Welcome to Yo 11 Minutes, Yo 11 Minutes, mostly Vegas no BS casino experience and more. Michael Traeger is not here. He's not here today as he is swamped with work. So he is not here, but I'm here and it's okay. We're going to make it through this episode together. We got this. So basically, he's got a lot going on. We were going to do recording yesterday, and he couldn't make it because everything's crazy with work over there at Travel Zork. He's got a lot of stuff going on. And then we were like, all right, no problem. No reschedule. And then today, he's like, man, can't do it today either. Everything is good. So I'm just like, what if I do a solo episode? And he's like, yeah, love it. Let's do it. I'm like, all right, cool. So here I am with a solo episode. And don't worry, I got a topic for you guys. It's going to be about planning your first Vegas trip. Now, I know that a lot of you have already probably been out there. A majority of you have already come out to Las Vegas. And that's fine because I'm curious to see if you could do it over again, how would you do it? And I would like to see that in the comments of this episode. But I'm going to tell you how I think it should be done so that for someone who is visiting for the very first time, how they do it and get the most out of their Vegas trip. But before we do that, as always, let's get on with the news and views. Immersive design studio Float 4 has transformed the lobby of the Cosmopolitan Las Vegas with a visual art piece titled Opulence. The multimedia installation immerses guests in a fantasy world where surreal characters come to life, suspended in a dreamlike environment. The hotel lobby, designed by Rockwell Group, has been a prominent feature of the resort since the Cosmopolitan first opened in 2010. 8 monumental 16-foot-tall columns covered in digital displays offer an unparalleled and visually captivating experience for visitors as they enter the resort. The reflective floors and ceilings serve to enhance the grandeur of the space, creating an illusion of expansiveness. While the columns have stood the test of time, Float 4 has brought new life into this iconic piece of media architecture. The Opulence Capsule, created in collaboration with the Cosmopolitan of Las Vegas, is an opportunity to showcase the resort's playful brand philosophy as well as its commitment to art. And that's gonna do it for this news story. Now, I gotta be honest with you, I'm sure that what they're doing there, it looks lovely. You know, a bunch of floating people in the columns of the lobby of the Cosmopolitan Las Vegas. Fantastic. I think it's great. But to be honest with you, I think I'm going to miss the sexy silhouettes that they used to have. So maybe they'll bring them back from time to time. I don't know, but kind of like that. I thought it was cool. Anyways, that being said, it is time for the tease. So today's tease is planning your first Vegas trip. First trip, center strip. This is what I always say. If you've never been to Las Vegas before, your first day should absolutely be center strip. You have a lot to your left, you have a lot to your right. And that's important to remember because if you're staying in the center strip, think Horseshoe, Flamingo, Caesar's Palace, Bellagio, Cromwell. And there's a lot of places that I just listed that will be great for any sort of a budget. Always remember, midweek is the cheapest, but we'll get to that later. But if you're staying center strip on your first Vegas trip, I always say this to people. Plan about 4 days. 4 days if you can do it. Maybe three. You might be able to get away with three, but I say go four. But adjust this to your schedule. Day one, leave your property and go to the left, whatever that is. Let's say, for example, you're staying at Flamingo, right? The first time I went to Vegas by myself, I stayed at Flamingo because the history of it, I just trusted it. I don't know. And you might be thinking, oh, the Flamingo, and yeah, whatever, man. Look, it's got a lot of history. Anyways, the point is this: you might not stay at the 5-star resort on your first trip. That's fine. You're just going to sleep there anyway, right? Because you want to go out exploring. Day one, let's say you're staying at Flamingo. Go out the main entrance and just head everything to the left. So left of that is going to be South Strip. And just explore. Go exploring. Check out Horseshoe, formerly Bally's, formerly MGM Grand. Check out Paris. Check out Bellagio. And just take your time. Explore. There's plenty of places to eat there. There's a lot of things to see. And take your time and just go exploring. And hit up as many things as you possibly can. Planet Hollywood, Cosmopolitan, New York, New York. I highly recommend New York, New York. You can probably just skip Excalibur altogether. It's, and check out MGM Grand. If you get there before Tropicana closes, check out Tropicana. And if it's your first trip, it'll be the first time and last time you'll see Tropicana. Check out Luxor. Just for the sake of just being in the pyramid and looking up, it's the most unique interior design of any hotel tower in Las Vegas, I think. It's all a pyramid. You can, the guest halls, the guests, it just, you can walk around and look down. It's pretty cool. Do that. Explore everything to the left, to South Strip. And of course, plan, you know, where you're going to stop and eat and all that stuff. Now you might say, oh, but poof, the Strip is expensive. Oh my goodness. Yeah. Yes, it is. It is. I'm not going to lie to you. It's pretty damn expensive, but it's the experience, right? You go there, you get the experience. You could always find deals. You can find things via My Vegas, the game that you play on Facebook, I believe. You can find deals with Groupons. There's lots of ways to find Vegas deals. So if you Google Vegas deals looking for things, remember, part of your trip is the planning, right? Before day one even happens, before you book your flight, plan it. Research. You know, if you know that you're going to be going South Strip, think of some places you might want to eat. What kind of food do you like? Now, I always say that if you're going to go somewhere, if you're going to visit Vegas, don't do things you always do at home, because what's the point? If you're going to get a burger, don't go to McDonald's. Go to, on the Strip, go to that Gordon Ramsay place burger, or go to that place at Cromwell. Go to Holstein's for a burger. Try something different that, you know, you don't get at home. You don't want your vacation to replicate home life. What's the point of the vacation if you're doing that, right? So if you're going to go South Strip, look at places you might want to eat. Think of the kind of foods that you like. Think of the kind of foods that you might want to try that you haven't tried before. Maybe, like, I want to do some really good, like, authentic Asian cuisine. Go to Morimoto at MGM Grand. So there's a lot of great places to eat. You won't not find a place to eat. So find your food stuff, because that's going to be where you take your breaks. You know, you're going to recharge for the rest of your trip. So try to plan that out. Exhibits, things like that, things you might want to go see. The Neon Museum is a good example of that. Stuff like that. But that's downtown. We'll talk about downtown later. Day one, go south. Go to South Strip and enjoy as much of South Strip as possible. If it seems like kind of like a journey, there is a free tram that runs from Luxor all the way to Excalibur. So that makes things a lot easier. Is that the free tram? That's one of the free trams. And then there's another free tram. And that's the one that's going to take you from Bellagio to, where is it going to take you? By Aria and all that. So yeah, I haven't taken that tram in a while. It's my favorite tram too. But there's a lot of free trams out there that you can take. It doesn't have to be the Las Vegas monorail. But yeah, check out those free trams. Do your research before you go. On your second day, this is important. Day two, go to the right. Go towards the North Strip. So let's say, for my example, we're staying at Flamingo. I know, it's Flamingo. Whatever, listen, just get over it already. This is what I'm using as my example. For day two, go to the right. Check out Harrah's. You know, check out, what's that one? I'm forgetting it right now, but it'll come back to me. After Harrah's, check out the Mirage Hard Rock, Mirage Rock, as we like to call it here on the podcast. Check out the Venetian. The Venetian is gorgeous. Check out the Venetian. Check out Palazzo. Feel free to make your way to Wynn, Encore, Resorts World, Fontainebleau. Check those out. Want a good meal? Get the experience. Go to Peppermill. Great food anytime. Anytime, 24 hours. You want something to eat, go to Peppermill. Peppermill is fantastic. And just do the same thing. Think of the foods that you like, the things that you want to, you know, you want to, things you want to try. You know, find out what is where. So that as you're planning your day, you know, and I would suggest you make a bit of a, not a schedule so much, but a rough outline of the things you want to do that day. You know where you're going to find some good food and replenishment to keep you going on your day. And the same thing, are there exhibits you want to go see? You know, there's a lot of like places like at the Venetian, if you go down to the lower levels, you know, there's the shops, the Grand Canal shops. You can check that out. There's a lot of, I don't want to say immersiveness because that's something that PA people use. But like, there's a lot of immersiveness to be had in Vegas, and I would say go and check it out. Day one, do the South Strip. Day two, do the North Strip. All right. That's basically what I would say to do. Now, day three, I say go to downtown. And if you don't want to spend the whole day downtown, that's fine. It becomes a party at night. You want to go to downtown at night. But if you don't want too much of a crowd and too much of a hassle, it's fine to go at like maybe 10 a.m., 12 noon. It starts to get a little busy, but not too busy where it's overwhelmingly busy. And that's depending on, you know, what you think you can handle. If you feel like downtown at night is going to be a bit too much and too crowded, don't go. Downtown usually has a lot of free concerts that you can go to. Some of them you have to pay for, but some of them are free. Check out the Fremont Street Experience website to learn more. Like, check out their calendar. They'll let you know who's playing when. They have that zip line experience that's really cool. And also there's just so many places to check out. The newest one down there, the newest casino, of course, is Circa. The oldest one is Golden Gate. There's a lot of history at Golden Gate. There's a little display area where you can see these very old slot machines when slot machines were like maybe, I don't know, 2 feet high and stuff. And people used to stand to play slot machines. Yeah. Check those out. You can't actually play them, but they're fun to look at. They have a little area where you can see the first telephone that got installed there. You know, a lot of the old directories of people who had, guest books, people signing their names in to check in to the Golden Gate. Lots of history there. And of course, you know, it's downtown. And I always say your money goes further downtown because after you spend a day on the South Strip and a day in North Strip, you'll be pleasantly surprised at the prices downtown, and your money goes further. You can get some really great food to eat for any budget down there. If you want something upscale like Oscar Steakhouse or Adiamo or, you know, something like that. If you want something like real just low roller food like Coney Island at the D, something along those lines. There's really great breakfasts that you can have at Binion's Cafe and at Claim Jumpers. Like there's food everywhere. So check it out. I would also suggest that you take a nice stroll through Golden Nugget. It's absolutely it's wonderful to take a walk through there. They have that pool and they have that aquarium in the middle of the pool. It's really cool to just take in, you know, just take in the moments that you have down there, and you might just love it. I'm a big advocate for downtown Las Vegas because that's where I spend my work days. So as a slot technician, I am on three different properties and I'm always downtown. And it's great. I just love downtown. All the casinos are so much closer together than on the Strip. You don't have to Uber from one. You know, you don't have to Uber from the Plaza to the D. You know, it's everything is so close by. And, you know, you get to go to all these different places and you don't have to spend money on Uber or Lyft. And everything is easy to get to and walkable. So I highly suggest that day three or at least half of day three, go downtown. And now for day four. And for day four, I say, let Vegas happen. Really, just let Vegas happen. Don't plan anything that day. Just see where it takes you. Wake up and feel the day. Decide where you want to go and just see what happens that day. Some of my best moments and best memories of being here in Las Vegas as a visitor was when I didn't plan anything at all. Now, I had some good times with stuff I planned, don't get me wrong, but it was always more fun to see where the day would take me being out here. So I would suggest that if you're going to come out here and visit, let Vegas happen. Plan one day to let Vegas happen. And that goes for any vacation, anywhere, any city that you go to on vacation, let Vegas happen. I think that's important to just see where the day takes you and make a bunch of memories. So when you're thinking about your trip to Vegas, also consider, besides gambling, right? Because every time someone visits Vegas, people always think, oh, gambling. There's way more to Las Vegas than gambling. So what would you like to do besides, you know, there's gambling, but there's also great food. There's shows. There's exhibits. There's lots of things. There's a huge sports book at Circa. I mean, even if you're not a sports fan, I'm not a huge sports fan, although I'm an Olympics fan. So when Olympics happens, I'm a sports fan. But just to go there and go to the very bottom level of that sports book is exhilarating to me. There's just so many experiences that you can have. Even if it isn't your thing, you can still find joy in it. So I would say go to Vegas, be yourself, but also don't be yourself. Be a bit more daring. Some tips, of course, midweek is cheapest anywhere in Las Vegas. Now, if it's a special event happening, like, for example, the Super Bowl or March Madness or things of that nature, things are going to get more pricey. So make sure that when you do book your trip, it's not in the middle of like a really big event, sporting event or anything like that. Fridays and Saturdays are usually expensive. Flights are more expensive. The hotel stays are expensive. So I always say if you're going to do a first Vegas trip, maybe don't do a Friday and Saturday. Maybe do midweek. And you can actually start on Sunday because Sunday things get cheaper. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday or something like that. Or Sunday, Monday, Tuesday or whatever the case is. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday is good. But Friday things pick up. So you just want to, if you want to avoid the expensive hotels, fees and the expensive flights back, avoid Fridays and Saturdays in Las Vegas, I would say. But if you're rolling in on any budget and you've got a good budget and you want to do it anyway, by all means. But, you know, if you want to, like, have more money to enjoy Vegas instead of spending more money to get there, I would say do midweek. Now, I always say this too. If it's your first time in Las Vegas, make sure you get a strip view. At least once, get a strip view. Get a strip view so that at night you can stand there in the window and just look around and be like, yeah, this is awesome. And so also in the morning when you wake up, you can stand there in the window and be like, yeah, this is awesome. It's just good to get that strip view, especially for your first trip, because you can just look around and take it in. I've had some wonderful strip views from the Flamingo, actually. I stayed in a go room facing towards Caesar's Palace. And, you know, but, you know, you don't just see Caesar's Palace. You look to the left. You can see all the way to about Cosmopolitan, a little past that. You look to the right. You can see all the way to Mirage. It's a nice view to have. Now, if you want to stay at Caesar's Palace, it is known for being a maze of trying to get through. I get lost there all the time. And there's just so many towers, and the design of how to get around is not all that great. I wouldn't advise going to Caesar's Palace, but yeah, give it a shot if you want. I don't know. But once again, if you can get a strip view, get a strip view. There's nothing like it in the world. It's the most unique skyline in the world. And whether by day or by night, it's highly enjoyable. So that's it. That's all I got for you today. In the comments, let me know, how did you do your first Vegas trip? What did you think of my way of doing it? And if you haven't gone to Vegas yet, let us know. And check out travelzork.travel to plan your next amazing vacation. Please join the conversation on social media. You can find us easily, as all social platforms are, at Travel Zork. We'll see you next time. Probably Traeger and I. We'll see how work goes. I don't know. But until then, we'll see you next time.